Good evening, folks. My name is Loretta Williams. I'm from the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, Tsleil-Waututh'en. I'm the Tsleil-Waututh'en Stewardship Council on behalf of my First Nations, the Haniwatin First Nations government. I'm here to tell you about a story about our territory, about how a mining company is wanting to develop a mine in our territory and wanting to destroy Fish Lake. We are located in mid-BC, the mid-interior BC, and you're probably wondering why I'm here tonight at an anti-Olympic function. I'm here to assist you in understanding where I'm coming from. We're at a point where our title and rights are not being recognized, and anything that we say about this project is getting recorded, but it doesn't seem like they're taking it into consideration. So I'm here today to tell you about our story. Fish Lake is right above a river. You can see in the blue, the squiggly line is Tsleil-Waututh River. Connie Lake is where I live. My reserve is Tsleil-Waututh'en, the Haniwatin First Nations government is located there. We're in an area where it is really pristine. There's no development. There's no power lines going into this area. There's a lot of logging, as you can see to the right of the screen, that has happened all around, surrounding our area. To the south of us is a park. And so I will go on and show you the next slide. As you can see here, there's a Fish Lake ore body. They started exploring way back in 1993. And at that point, the project was shelved because of the government that was in at that time. And then also the gold and copper prices were down. So it was shelved up until 2006, where the Tsleil-Waututh Mines Limited came back to my Tsleil-Waututh'en chiefs and asked them to participate in environmental assessment. And that is how I became involved in this project. So since 2006, we've been working on this project. The chiefs decided that they were opposed to the mine because they wanted to destroy Fish Lake, but they wanted to also create a picture for our people. They wanted to explore the possible benefits that it could have to our community, and also the impacts. So here's a picture of Fish Lake again. Tetonbi is the First Nations name that we have for the lake, and that means it means a fish trap floating in the water. The First Nations that I come from, like in the past, that's what they used as nets when they didn't have the material to build nets. They had fish traps, and they built them out of willow and other trees. So Tsleil-Waututh Mines Limited proposes to develop the Prosperity Mine and dump waste into Fish Lake, Tetonbi. The Tsleil-Waututh'en Nation are opposed to this mine plan, and the EA review is underway. So here we have a map of our area, and as you can see, the blue line going right across the screen there is a proposed transmission line. As I had said earlier, this area where I'm from, the Maya Valley, does not have hydro at all. We run our houses off of generators, and for this proposed transmission line to go into our territory, it will cause a lot of issues around access issues. There will be more hunters into the area, and will also give the opportunity for other mines to build beyond that point. So we are concerned. We are an area that's pristine. Like I said, there's no development, and we would like to keep it that way. We have clean water in our area, and we want to keep it that way for future generations. So here's a Google Earth shot of the area. There's Fish Lake, Fish Creek below it, and Big Onion Lake, Tsleil-Waututh River. There's a lot of underground water movement in this area, so there's a lot of springs that come out to, like, toward Big Onion Lake. So we are quite concerned. So this is the proposed mine site layout. As you can see, the open pit to the bottom left hand of the screen. And where Fish Lake would have been would be under the low-grade stockpile and underneath the overburden stockpiles. And directly above that would be the tailings impoundment facility. What this photo doesn't show is further to the top of the screen would be a lake that they are proposing to build, and they're wanting to call this lake Prosperity Lake. It will be separated by another dam. There'll be the tailings impoundment facility, a dam, and then there'll be Prosperity Lake. So as we all know, it'll take many years for this lake to be able to sustain itself. And they're proposing to have a bigger lake with bigger fish. But we like, Fish Lake is a part of our culture. We have ties to that lake, and if they destroy that lake, it will destroy all of that, the culture that we have connected to that area. The transmission line and switching stations this is exactly what we'll have going through our territories. So how this is going to fold out if Taseko Mines Limited gets their ways, is Fish Lake will be reclassified into being a tailings impoundment area. So proposed development requires a destruction of a fish-bearing lake to access the ore body. The ore body is directly beneath Fish Lake and also to the south of it. Taseko Mines Limited is proposing to replace Fish Lake with a new lake called Prosperity Lake as a means of compensating for the loss of Fish Lake. Practice requires federal cabinet approval to form a regulatory amendment for MMR Schedule 2 because it will otherwise violate a critical provision of the Fisheries Act that protects fish habitat. This is a huge national issue. I'm working with a movement that is educating people all across Canada about these lakes. There's 20 more lakes such as this that are being put through this, that are going to be facing the same fate. There have been four that have been approved, and one that has actually won, which I'll talk about later, is the Kemess North expansion project regarding the Amazay Lake. So where I come from, we have had development all around our territory. Logging was one of them. And the bright yellow spot in the middle of the screen there, there was some logging that was proposed in the area, and our people tried working with the company to log that area, and they wouldn't do it on our terms. They wanted to clear cut it, and we did not want clear cutting at that point. And they still proceeded to move in. They came in, and our people wouldn't allow it. They said, no, it's time for direct action. So they put up a roadblock. And because of this roadblock, they had a court case start, and it was Roger William versus the Crown. So here is the area that we have proven rights, and within the middle of that area, we have an area that we have proven title, but it does not include Fish Lake. Fish Lake would be in the area of the right arm. We could see a little dot. It would be just above there where Fish Lake would be. So it is in our proven rights area where we have proven rights to hunt and fish and catch and wild horses. We have currently filed a writ to protect Fish Lake, to prove that we have fishing rights within that area. So that was filed January 6th of this year, and right now is in the motion of proceeding. So a big issue with this project is Aboriginal title and rights. Its Aitkwadin Nation consists of six member First Nations, and one of those First Nations band is my band, the Haniqwatin First Nations government, and we are the closest to the mine site, the proposed mine site. We have lived in this area since before contact with European settlers, and we maintain already proven right and title throughout the area, proven right to hunt and fish, to hunt and trap. There would be no way to build a mine without negating its Aitkwadin land use and occupation. Here are some photos of my people. To the left of the screen is a group of elders that were going out to collect medicines up in the Fish Lake, Onion Lake area. To the right is one of my cousins fishing in the Chilcotin River. if in the future there would be metal leaching and such into the river systems, this way of life would be, it would be gone for us. This is who we are. We are, it's Aizkotin, we are the river people. To the bottom left hand of the screen is a picture of our chiefs. Metal leaching and acid rock drainage. Modern industrial scale mining of copper-based ore bodies can release heavy metals and acid rock drainage into surface and groundwater. The naturally occurring sulfuric content of rock reacts with exposure to air and water to produce a sulfuric acid. Both of these processes are accelerated by the crushing and refining of the ore body throughout the process of the mining. The presence of sulfuric acid accelerates the leaching of toxic metals. The metal leaching and acid rock drainage are difficult to predict and sometimes takes decades to develop, often after the mine has closed. By this time, the corporate entity has ceased to exist and the bonding and the securities required of the proponent by the government are insufficient to remedy or mitigate the damages. You will see that all across Canada, there's many, many abandoned mines. This can result in local communities having to deal with lasting, chronic, and sometimes irremediable environmental damages. Costs usually borne by taxpayers, local residents, and future generations. Here, to the left of the screen, are the medicines that we collect in that area. We use them every day, like when we have an ailment, a cold, or even a cut. We use these medicines to heal ourselves. And this is a picture to the right, would be of Onion Lake, and this lake will also be affected by the proposed development of Prosperity Mine. We have worked closely with a First Nations, it's Akene, and they protected Fish Amaze Lake, and this was the proposed Kemess North expansion project. We worked with them very closely. We went through the process that they went through called a joint review panel. And the Kemess North review panel, their final analysis resulted in this conclusion. The panel believes that the creation of a long-term legacy of substantial mine site management and maintenance obligations lasting for thousands of years represents a major imposition on future generations. This project was declined. The panel, in the end of the whole process of the hearings had recommended to the ministers that the project not go through because the local communities could not embrace it and there was too many unknowns. They're going to destroy a lake a lot like ours. So tomorrow night I will be showing the Amaze Lake film. It's a film about water. It's a documentary about their struggles and also tells a happy story. This story is giving us hope because they have made it to save a lake within their territory. So there's a lot of impacts that this proposed project could present, and a lot of it has to do with our rivers. And you are all familiar with the Fraser River, and so potential impacts of the Fraser River Basin watershed. The proposed mine, waste rock area, and tailings impoundment are located directly above the Taseko River, which connects downstream to the Chilcoot and Chilcoot Rivers before entering the Fraser River below Williams Lake. Inadvertent, accidental, or catastrophic effluent discharge from the mine will end up in these river systems and seriously impair the fisheries. The mine proposal requires building a dam behind the lake where the area is covered with wetlands. Heavy metals leaching from the impoundment and waste rock reach the groundwater system and discharge into nearby rivers and wetlands that are tributaries to the Fraser River Basin. We are the Aizkotin Nation. We are the river people. We are very dependent on the rivers within our Aizkotin territory. As you all know, there has been a depletion of the salmon stocks within our rivers. So this year, a lot of people did not get the salmon that they had hoped for, and it's all the more reason for us to protect it. There's another issue within the mining industry, and that is free entry. And within this process, prospectors, and anyone with a credit card can stake a mineral claim to any area over the internet. And it doesn't matter if it's within my territory or any other First Nations territory. And for a few dollars, they can acquire a legally enforceable property interest in the minerals contained within that claim. Upon further application, the mineral claim can be converted into a long-term lease with significant proprietary surface rights, which are critical to mine development. That is where Taseko Mines Limited is right now. They are wanting to convert their claim into a mineral lease so that they can extract the ore in that area. But my First Nations have opposed this process and would like them to wait till after the environmental assessment before they're given this lease. So this does not recognize any other interest in the land. The jobs are temporary, the damage is permanent. This mine, they're proposing to extract the ore body within 20 years. And after the 20 years, we will be the ones left with this destruction. We will be the ones who are left with the poison water in the poison area, the tailings pond, and to destroy that lake. We have so much cultural ties to that area. We have grave sites in the area. We have pit houses in the area, and there's a lot of archaeology in that area. So it's quite a concern, and it's directly above Taseko River. So, best management practice or toxic legacy forever? We have a photo here of the tailings disposal site at the Gibraltar Mine. Gibraltar Mine is a sister company to the Taseko Mines, to the Prosperity Project, and they would not speak with the First Nations in the Gibraltar Mine. They have no agreements with the First Nations in that area. The First Nations have tried, and they have not come to an agreement. So, and now they're wanting to build a mine in my territory, Fish Lake. So we are looking at how they treated the First Nations with the Gibraltar mine area, which isn't very far from our territory. And we're saying, well, are they going to do the same thing with us? Are they going to walk away, like once the mine is developed, and sell to someone else where we won't have an agreement anymore? So with that, I would like to thank you for listening to my story.